The following is part one of a two-part previously recorded interview.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan, from the studios at 33rd and Bird. Dr. Derek Fox is the Director of Choral Activities at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and he is my guest today. Dr. Fox, you have a four-year theme or mission that you put in place at UNO, Reflection of Us. Can you talk about what that is and what that means?
Yeah, Mike, sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. So that theme is something that started about 4 years ago, and the purpose of that is to not only build our students' musicianship, but to begin to teach them about the lived experiences of other people. It's important for me to use that musical medium to do that, because we talk about music being a tool for building community. And what I always tell my students is, we get into an elevator with a group of people and we listen to music and we all ride up, and that doesn't make us a community, because all we do is look at the numbers and wait for our floor. Being in the same space, doing the same thing, doesn't make you a community. It's how you use that space, the camaraderie you build and the connections you build, and that's how we're using our music, and that's what this theme keeps us tied to.
Very interesting. Now, the portion of the mission that you're on right now is called United in Song. Can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, United in Song is this last iteration, and that came about because of the pandemic. Clearly, everybody knows all the restrictions and guidelines that are put upon us in society, but they're even more stringent when it comes to performing and singing in the same spaces. And so there are some schools that are not able to perform or be in the same space with each other. And then those of us who are, we are using pretty significant guidelines that keep us far apart in ways that choirs are not. And so this theme helps us remember that though we are not right next to each other, we're united in song. And so we're singing the same music. We're talking about the music together to come to a better understanding of how this music affects our lives. But we're also using it to tend to the students and anybody else in the room, actually, their social emotional learning. And they need to feel connected in a time when we're asked to isolate and be separated from each other. So United in Song seemed quite appropriate for a theme to remind the students that they're not by themselves, even though they may feel that way behind the screen or in a classroom, that we are doing this together and we're making music and we're still able to build community with each other.
Well, and one of the communities that has been hardest hit by isolation as well as the COVID disease itself are folks in retirement communities, in assisted living communities. And you reached out this fall to some of the retirement homes, and talk about that project, a real neat initiative.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I'll start out by telling you that part of this was spurred on because of a loss in my own family, of a family member who was in a retirement home, and he passed away by himself. And so it really brought to my attention just how devastating it is for some of our advanced age folks in these facilities who have to be by themselves and who may be battling other kinds of medical issues that continue to make them feel isolated. And so we couple that with the power of music and the lives of people, particularly those who may be working through some kind of mental health situation. And also we recognize the ability of music to bring back memories for people who are working through mental loss or something like that. And we capitalize upon that to use our talents. Again, it goes back to that idea of reflections of us and how we're connected to each other and our community. So it helped our students feel like they were focusing towards a goal, since we weren't doing in-person concerts this semester. But we also recognized that they were able to help. Many of them wanted to figure out how to help during a pandemic. And so showing them what gifts they have and how they can use those to continue to enrich the lives of folks in these facilities who have been isolated for such a long time from their family members and even from people within those facilities who may have become family.
Oh, what a neat idea, and certainly a great way to get everybody focused on helping others versus wallowing in our own loneliness and how the COVID disease has impacted our lives, right?
Exactly, Mike. One of the other themes for the work that I do myself is, if it is to be, it is up to me. And that doesn't mean that I am the only one who can make something happen, but I wanted our students to recognize that sometimes the change that we want to see in our communities, we have to be the ones to get that started. But putting one foot out may encourage others to put a foot out, and then we can take this walk with each other to not only enrich our own lives because we're giving of ourselves, but to enrich our communities with the gifts that we've been given.
How will people, how will this be distributed to folks so that they can enjoy it?
Yeah, so we distributed them just before the holidays here so that the folks in the retirement homes could have those. And we've gotten so much wonderful feedback from them already about using them and the place and how impactful it would be, not only for their residents, but for their staff and as well. And so we've done that, but I've also prepared a little trailer so that folks who are not in those retirement homes, if you want to get a sneak peek at what that looks like, I'll make sure that you get that link and you can place that up for people to look at. We actually were able to do 5 20-minute videos of students performing in front of their screens on Zoom and cameras, and they were all very innovative. And some of them even brought their own families into the performances, which was so amazing because they took that seed that I gave them and grew that into something that is representative of their own lives.
Oh, that's fantastic. Just fantastic. And we will, of course, put that link on our website at kios.org along with this interview.
Join us tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this interview.